Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we visit with Kentucky Farm Service Agency Director Brian Lacefield about how FSA staff members across the state are continuing to serve their clients even during the COVID-19 shutdowns that have been in place.
Well, thanks, Alan. I love to brag on the Kentucky team every chance I get. And by design, we were not a telework-ready agency. Some of our sister agencies were much more ready to be in a telework status, to continue operations when you can't come in the office. We are co-located with NRCS and 51 of our offices across the state. We're co-located with Rural Development and many others. Both of those agencies had been ahead of us in being ready for telework. And so our mission has largely been done at the counter, working with the producers, signing them up for our programs, coming into the office in a face-to-face visit. So this was a big change for us to be able to lock the doors for the purpose of protecting customers and our employees and keeping them safe, but maintaining this essential service of keeping capital flowing in rural America from both programs and farm loans. So we've had a limit of no more than 2 employees in a service center across the state. So in an office like there in Hopkinsville, serving Christian and Trigg County, normally we would have 11 folks fully staffed in there with 7 from farm programs and 4 from farm loans. Been taking that back to 2 folks, that means we've got the majority of the staff working remotely from home. And that has been a big challenge when you start looking at connectivity issues with all of our software, as well as not being able to sit down with that farmer and work through a crop report or work through your farm loan request. That has made it extremely challenging. But I've been incredibly impressed with the amount of measurable work we've seen done in the time we've done this since March. We are only 100 loans behind where we were last year during this same period, which is understandable given that we've not been able to meet as many customers face-to-face. But the good news is we're $24 million in loan originations ahead of where we were this same time last year. So we may have just done a few less loans, but actually more money is going out. And then the same thing with what we're talking about on this the CFAP program, to where in 2 weeks we've gotten 11,267 farmers signed up for this program and doing it from largely a remote status. But there are still folks inside the offices. They're answering the phone calls and they're working through these applications, and we're rotating the staff that's in there. So the person you talk to on Friday may not be the same person you're talking to on Monday.
And, you know, it seems like farmers have, through this whole process, have been served very well, and they're just continuing to get the service they deserve from your Kentucky staff, aren't they?
They are, and that's a large determination from this team we have in Kentucky. There's one thing I've learned in the 3 years I've been fortunate to serve in this position, is the true dedication to this Kentucky FSA team to serve their producers. Undersecretary Bill Norrie, in a lot of his messaging, always utilizes the hashtag #OurFarmers, and that's the way each and every member of the Kentucky team view the producers they work with. There's a lot of ownership they take in serving their customers. They refer to the farmers they work with as their farmers, and they truly want to do everything possible. I'm spending more time trying to rein in my folks as they're trying to find new and creative ways to deliver these programs than I am trying to push and encourage. And that's what I like, is they keep coming with new ways to, Brian, is this allowable under our guidelines to how we need to act? Can we meet somebody here? Can we do these things? And we've been very impressed with the ideas that have come from the field to the state office on how we can operate.
Of course, you know, people right now are familiar with CFAP, but you guys have become pretty experienced with these type programs over the last couple of years, Brian, because, you know, Market Facilitation Program 1, Market Facilitation Program 2, CFAP, and then the other programs out there. You guys have been pretty familiar with getting things up and running pretty quickly once they're put in place.
Well, we've had to be. These have come about, and we're normally learning right along as stuff's coming out from our friends in the press, and we're trying to be a little bit ahead of the producers so we can help when they come in. But we've just had to learn that this is the new program. Let's learn how to do it, and let's learn how to get it out. And we've been very blessed that that the programs have been very user friendly when it comes into implementation. And we're just one other one we've got going on right now I'll throw out is our wildfire, hurricane, and indemnity program, WIP, that is currently available as well for producers, and their number of applications I know have been taken in the state on this one that ties back to excessive moisture and to drought conditions.
You might just talk a little bit about that, Brian, go into more detail about what farmers need to do and what this really applies for them in that program, the WIP program.
Well, that again needs to look with specific conditions that may have impacted the production in the last 18 and 19 production year. And the best thing they can do is if they work with a crop insurance advisor, talk with their crop insurance agent, and maybe find out different on their yield information, and then contact their local office and submit an application. But it's, I guess, Alan, to describe the program, it's a shallow loss indemnity program that comes in and pays for a certain percentage of decrease in revenue that ties to a specific weather event.
Our guest today, Kentucky Farm Service Agency Director Brian Laceville, on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.